Something went terribly wrong in this parasha. Things were going so nicely. Vayhi kasher korav al hamachne vayaris ha'egel mechilas. Moshe Rabbeinu approached the camp and he saw what was going on with Egel Azov. Vayichaf Moshe v'yashlich miyodav v'saluchais shavar isim tachas ahar. So Moshe Rabbeinu threw the luchais and they broke at the foot of the mountain. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Minolam de hiskim kadosh baruch hu al yadai shenemar asher shibarti yasher koichach asher shibarti. The Gemara says in Shabbos, and Rashi brings it at the end of Chumash, that Hashem agreed with what Moshe Rabbeinu did. You know, this isn't a simple matter. If it were you or I, and we saw that things weren't going well with the Jewish people, we probably would have taken the luchos and put them someplace nicely in the aron and kept them. On the Musa Sfarim, the Mashgiach from Ramje, he talks about this, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had the courage, we would even say, kivyochol, the audacity, to throw the luchos in such a way, to break the luchos. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskin, that Hashem agreed with what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and he told him, yashakaychecha, yashakayot sheshibayt. It's good that you broke the luchos. So we have to understand, certainly Moshe Rabbeinu's throwing the luchos was not just for special effects. And to say just that everybody should be shaken, that everybody should be shocked by what had happened, it doesn't suffice. We have to try to understand on a deeper level what happened with the Shviras HaLuchas, Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchas. What's the meaning of Yashakayah HaShashibart, Hashem giving Moshe Rabbeinu Yashakayah? Also, I'm sure that you're familiar with the Gemara in Brachas that says, Luchais v'shivei luchais menachas ba'ar. That the luchais, the tablets, and the broken tablets from the luchas rishainis, from the first set of luchas, both of these are menachas ba'ar, and both of these are kept in the ar. We have to understand that as well. We're going to learn a very, very deep sugya now. But the reason for learning this is, as you will hopefully see in a few minutes, is the Iker reason that I'm talking about this is not for the muskolas, for the haskola, for explaining pshat and chumash, but the Iker is to try to find his chazkas from this parasha, which is a parasha that's extremely upsetting. I was still in pain from this parasha. But as I say, each week, every single detail of the Torah is telling us something now, how we can improve our lives. To give us chizuk. The Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah says a shocking thing, and much has been written about this Gemara. The Gemara there says, "Amar Yeshua ben Levi, lay also Yisrael as ha'egel elalitain pischen pel bali tshuva." The Gemara says that the only reason that the Jewish people worshipped the golden calf was to give an opening. An opportunity for people to return to Hashem, to do tshuva. What does that mean? The only reason that the Jews worshipped the eagle was to make it possible for others to return to Hashem. So Rashi says, "Klaimer giborim ushlitim biyitzrim hayu." Really, the Jewish people were powerful. They were strong, and they were in control of the Yetzirah. They were completely in control. The lahayu royalist garba yitzrim alayim, and therefore it wasn't to be expected. And really, b'derech hateva, they were prepared, they were strong. So the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, should not have gotten the better of them. Ella, now these are the words that have caused so much aggravation from the Farshim, Yishonim and Achronim. Ella, gzeiras melech haisa. There was a decree from the king. In other words, the Gemara is telling us that their choice was really limited. They themselves, B'nai Yisrael themselves, would have been able to stand up to this, would have been able to withstand the test. But there was a Gzeiras Melech, there was a decree from the king of all kings, there was a decree. Lishleit Bom, why? Litain Pischen Pel Balichuva. Now what does it mean to give a Pischen Pel Balichuva? Rashi writes, Shem Yoimer HaChaytei Le'oshev Shalei Kavleini. Then any time in the future there'll be a Jew who will sin. And as a result of his sins, he feels that it's impossible for him to be accepted back by Hashem. He feels he can never come back to Hashem. Shalei Kavleini, they won't receive me. Hashem will never accept me again. Aymrimlo, we tell that person, say, Ulamad Mimaisi Ha'egel. We tell that Jew who thinks he cannot come back to Hashem, we tell that person who's given up hope on returning, go and learn the parasha of the Chet Ha'egel, of the sin of the golden calf. Shekafru, that the Jewish people were kaifer, that they rejected Hashem, v'niskablu b'tshuva. And despite the horror of that sin, of kfira, niskablu b'tshuva. This was a Gzeiras Melech. It was a decree from the king. So Hashem decreed that we sin. We ourselves would not have sinned. Hashem decreed that we sin. It's the Gemara. I'm not getting into the subject of man's choice and God's knowledge and so on, but what about free choice? That's not for now. The question, however, is, if all of this was a Gzeiras Melech, if all of this was a decree of the king, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu shatter the luchos? What's the point? The point was made. This was a Gzeiras Melech. It was a decree of the king, and the Jewish people nevertheless were accepted, and they returned to Hashem. What's the point of shattering the luchos, of breaking the luchos, number one? And number two, what is the haskama that Hashem gives, that Hashem is maskim? The Gemara says, hiskim al yoda, that Hashem agreed to what Moshe Rabbeinu did. If they were compelled to sin, if that was a decree from God that they worship the eagle, and what's everybody so upset about? What's the great anger? When you look in the Chumash, it sounds like everybody's pretty upset. And if this was a decree of the king, why the anger? Why the breaking of the luchos? So we're going to learn now a deep inyan. The Medrash says, "Melamed shahoya kadosh baruch hu boyre olamos machriva." The world that you and I are living in now, this world, was not the first world. It wasn't the first. The Medrash, Chazal say in the Medrash and in the Zohar also, that Hashem created worlds, boyre olamos machriva. Hashem created worlds and He destroyed them. Ad Shabaras Elu, until He created this world that we're in now. Until Hashem Shabar created this world. Amar, and Hashem said, Dein Hanoyenli. These worlds, the Elamus now that we have, the worlds now that exist, Hashem says, Dein Hanoyenli, these I like, these are good. Yasan Lo Hanoyenli, the ones that I had before, those worlds, the worlds that I created before, I didn't care for. And the Medrash says that's the deeper meaning of the pasuk in Bereishis, Vayara Elokim Eskol Asher Asah, V'hinei Tov Ma'ay. Hashem saw all that He created, and He said, and it was in His eyes, Tov Ma'ay, very good. The way Chazal understand means that until now it wasn't good. Now it's very good. Dein Hanoyinli, Yasin Lo Hanoyinli. The Medrash ends and says again, when Hashem said, when it says in Pasuk Vayar that Hashem saw Vayar Lekim is Kol Asher Osav Yinei Tov Ma'ay, Hashem is now pleased. It means that He was not pleased with what had been created before. He's pleased with this creation, not with the earlier worlds that He created. He was not pleased. Dein Hanoyinli, these are the worlds. This world that we're in now, with the corresponding Olamos of the Malachim and so on, these are the worlds that Hashem says He likes. So obviously this is an absolute pella, it's a wonder. We understand that by people it happens a person makes something. So it happens that a person builds something and he's not matzliach. You make something, it's not matzliach. that's happened in our household on many occasions. Right? You try to put something together and you're not matzliach. A person, a boss of a dam, builds something and his guidance doesn't go. We understand until finally he gets it right and he says, Dein hanoyinli, oh, this is good. This is good. We understand that's when it comes to boss of a dam to human beings. But how could we be ma'ala ladas? How are we even allowed to think? And how could the Medrash say such a thing? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally created worlds that would not might say chayin beinav, worlds that did not appeal to him, and subsequently he destroyed them by re'aylam as machrivon, until finally he said, oh, thus is this. Dein hanoyinli. This is good. I like this. Let's keep this. I mean, to say such a thing about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that kivyachol, that he experimented, he created worlds that he wasn't pleased with until he made this world, Dein hanoyinli. The Hasbro that I'm going to say now is based upon the teachings of the Nine Melech Melech, of the Rebbe of Neilach, and Parshas Bai. And if you have the Noam Elimelech, and every Jewish house should have a Noam Elimelech, then you should look in HaChadosh HaZelecha. But it's not just the Rebbe of Melech, it's in the Svarma Kedoshim, but there it's the clearest and shortest presentation of this concept. Let's make a cheshbon. Let's make a simple cheshbon. B'nai Yisrael went through the Kor HaBarzel of Mitzrayim, went through the torture, that catharsis of being in Egypt, all those years. And Avodas Perech, back-breaking work, 49 levels of impurity, all somehow mysteriously to bring the Jewish people to that point of ultimately being refined and prepared to receive the Torah. So finally they're able to rise, they lift themselves up from 49 levels of impurity to the 49 levels of understanding, to enter into the 49 gates, and the 10 makas, the 10 plagues, and the Aseres HaDibros, and the Gilui Shechina, the revelation of the Divine Presence, and Zecharti Lo Chesed Nuraiach, Hashem says, I remember the love of your youth. All of this is Yetzias Mitzrayim. All the wonders of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Until finally we stood by Har Sinai. And we had that period of time of Hagbola and of Prisha that we had to stay separate and to sanctify ourselves to prepare for Kabbalah Satayr. And then the climax of everything, finally reached the day of Matan Torah, of the giving of the Torah. The Chazal tell us, Niftachu al Yaidim v'sachtayim, that the entire universe was split open. And we were able to see with absolute clarity. Ata hareis ladas. We were able to see with absolute clarity. It was unmistakable. Hashem showed us. And we understood. Ata hareis ladas. Ad kidei kach, to the point that by Kabbalah Torah, when we received the Torah, Hashem said about us, and the Amarti, Elohim Atem of Nei Elyon Kulchem, that we had reached a Madrega, we reached a level of Adam HaRishon, of Adam and Chava, Koidem HaChet, of Adam HaRishon before the sin. Ani Amarti Elohim Atem of Nei Elyon Kulchem. We reached such a Madrega. So if you make a cheshbon of all of that, and then within an hour or two, a couple of hours, right? Within a couple of hours. A couple of hours of confusion. A couple of hours when the Jewish people were terrified that Moshe had left them. We don't know what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. So there was darkness and confusion. Chazal tells us that the sudden made things more complicated. And there was the mita of Moshe Rabbeinu, the deathbed of Moshe Rabbeinu was seen hovering over them. So in a matter of hours, the Jewish people descended in the Igorama from the highest heights, from the highest mountaintop, the Bir Amikta, to the deepest depths of the Cheta Egel. A couple of hours. We understand that it's not just in the life of Knesset Yisrael as a people, listen carefully, not just in the life of our people, the Chlal. But we've seen this, and you and I have experienced this in the life of each and every one of our people, each and every Jew. Hashem Yisbarach gives us certain matanis, unbelievable gifts that Hashem gives us, a Yiddish heart, a Jewish heart, a Yiddish neshama, a seichel eloki, a godly mind. In order that we should be able to serve Hashem. You know, if some of you get to shul early enough, Erev Yom Kippur, and you're able to say the tefillah zakeh from the chayodim. So the chayodim goes to all the different parts of the body that Hashem gave us eyes to study Torah, and He gave us ears to hear words of truth, and He gave us a mouth so we could praise Him and daven. And every single organ, every single limb of the body has been defiled and polluted and distorted until the chayodim cries out. He says that I'm in total wonder with myself. How did this abomination happen? Hashem gave me all of these wonderful gifts, all of these kaiches. So there is such a metzias that even though Hashem has given us these wonderful gifts, in order that we should be able to be mekayim our shlichus, you know, each and every one of us is a messenger from Hashem. And each one of us has a special job, a special mission to accomplish in this world. No two of us are the same. No two Jews are the same. Every one of us has a different mission, something else to accomplish in the Rabbi Shalom's world. But then all of a sudden, a mistake is made. A mistake is made, and the person is able to lose everything in a matter of moments. There's a certain time of weakness. A person had worked to achieve certain madregas. You know how many times I've had students in Bachram, boys, girls that have come and spoken to me, and I'm listening with my own, and I'm thinking back and thinking about my own struggles in life, about a person who works for years and years and years to try to lift oneself up to a madrega. And then something happened. Sometimes it seems like Hashem Baruch Hu Davka put you in the wrong place at the wrong time. And despite all of the hard work, until you had finally reached a point where you tasted, when you tasted a little bit of Masikus, finally you were able to taste a little bit of sweetness in being a servant of Hashem. And then, at a moment of weakness, in a matter of moments, everything was lost. Hakol. Achein ka'odam temusu. And that's what happened to Knesset Yisrael by the Shviras Aluchos. Everything is broken, everything is lost in a matter of moments. All that was worked for, all those madregas that I spoke about before, the Ten Makas and Gilui Shechina and Chesed Nurayach and the preparation before Hasinai and Ata Hareis Ladas, and we saw everything 100% clearly. Everything is beautiful. A bad day. It was a bad day. And all this is fulfilled. The whole thing's fulfilled. Obviously, in that situation, there's a chash, not just a chash, it's almost a certainty, that the person, the individual Jew, and the Jewish people bechlal, would feel a complete and total sense of yeyush, a total sense of despair. Who has the courage? You know how many times you have people that they were involved in a relationship where they were hoping it was going to lead to something serious. I'm sure you've heard this line. I hear this line, unfortunately, all the time from people who are going out and it's going well and the expectations are there and the souls they feel are beginning to melt, to blend, and all of a sudden it doesn't go right. And the person will always say, you know, you try to say something, you try to find the right word to say, like, you know, soon it'll be okay. Something, you know, something dumb that nobody ever believes. And the person that you're talking to will always say, always, I can't, I don't have the kaychus. I don't have the kaychus. I put my kishkas into that relationship. I don't have the kaychus. I will never be able to regain. I will never be able to have that feeling. I will never be able to do this. So too, when a person loses everything, when a person loses it in a matter of moments, hours, all of his madrigas, all that he worked so hard to achieve, the nature of the person is to feel at that time that everything is lost and there's no takana, and he doesn't have the ability, the energy, the willpower, the desire to begin again. So here's what the Rebbe of Melech says a chiddush. Listen carefully. This was just to prepare for the Rebbe of Melech. But this is what the Rebbe of Melech said. Therefore, Hashem, because of his infinite love for each and every Jew, because of Hashem's love for each and every one of us, and his love for our people, he created the world in a way of Boirei Olamos Machrivan, that he created worlds and he destroyed them. The Seder of the Bria, the order of creation, we have to understand, anything that exists in our lives now, any potential, any reality that touches our lives now, it's only because it's rooted in creation itself. It's rooted in Maaseh Bereishis. It must be. Everything that we have is simply an anaf, an outgrowth, a branch of Maaseh Bereishis. So the Baruch Shalom revealed to us that was Chachamim, that he created the world. The Seder of Bereishis was in the way of Boirei Olamos Machrivan, that he created worlds and he destroyed them. In other words, that the Baruch Shalom made the world in such a way that before he came to the world that he was able to live in, kivyachol, that he would want, he had worlds that he lost. He had worlds that were lost. He had worlds that were destroyed. He had kivyachol projects that failed. Kivyachol, yegia, work that was, I mean, we can't speak about Hashem, the Rebbe Melech is teaching us. Hashem made the world in such a way. Until he finally was able to kivyachol climb out of the ashes and say, this is good. This is a world. Now this world is going to be able to stand. Until finally he created the world, which is the Olam HaMasukan, the world of Tikkun that we're now trying to perfect in our lives. Why did the Baruch Shalom do this? So the Rebbe Elimelech taught, and the other Svarim of Tzaddik says this as well. But the Baruch Shalom did this to teach man to be mischazik, to strengthen himself, even after he's lost everything. It's not just to teach. It's not just a question of a pedagogical lesson that to tell us that you can do it. It's a reality in the Bria that Hashem wove into the fabric of creation itself when he made this world. That this world was created upon the ashes of destroyed worlds. Upon the ruins of destroyed worlds. So that man should understand that even though he wasn't matzliach, even though he feels that he expended all of his kaychus, and he feels he could never ever do it again, it's not shayach, it's not possible, 20, 30, 40 years of avayda was suddenly in an hour, in a day, of an irrational mistake, of a time of weakness. If a person that's sometimes in a state of weakness, why? A person is physically not strong. Or emotionally, sometimes you have a person, you know, you could use the muscle of, which is a very easy muscle to understand, you know, of dieting. You know, you have a person that's working on a diet for, you know, an entire year. And the person's feeling so good about herself or himself when the clothing is fitting and you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, you know, I'm the fairest of them all. And it's really going very, very well. And what happened? Something went wrong at work. There was a fight with a husband, a wife, a parent, sister, a brother. Something goes wrong. The person becomes depressed. Right? So then there it is that Friday night. You know what I'm talking about. And you bought a cake for the oil and not for yourself. It happens that I also like this cake, but you bought it for the oil. And then you don't eat it at the table because you're on a diet. But then after after everybody goes to sleep, you notice that the cake is uneven. And since it was always your greatest yearning to be a sculptor, you begin to help the cake out. And then you have a hard time explaining why every single piece of mezzanis in the entire house, right down to like Chinese noodles and kichalach, are all gone the next morning. And there isn't a chocolate bar left in the house, and so on. And then you feel sick and disgusting, and you feel, here I put in so many months. Ugh. So, Hashem made the world in such a way. Of Boirei Olomos Machrivan. That this, the world that he wanted, the world that would last, was created upon the ruins of earlier worlds. Not because Hashem, chas v'chalila, can't do it right the first time. Chalil. But that must be rooted, since man is created in God's image. It's not just, it's a nice thing to say, Selam Elokim. What does it mean, man is created in God's image? It means that there must be something in the way that the Bairi Kalalam is, the way that the master of the world created this world. There must be something that would be in the future the root and source of that Jew after he breaks his diet. But I don't mean with the cake, I mean with the avayros. All the years of not speaking Lashon Hara, all the avoid of not looking at the wrong things, v'chulu v'chulu. That suddenly it's all fulfilled. So how is the person, from where does the person draw the strength to build a new world upon such horrible ruins? So the tzaddikim teach us that it's from this mitzias that Hashem made the world in such a way of bayrei olamos machrivan. That means that there's always a possibility to get back what was lost. There's always a possibility to recover. There's always a possibility to start again. And that's the sight, that's the mystery of the second set of the luchas, of the second tablets. The Noir Elimelech Susi again Elena. He revealed how this is taught, how this very deep lesson is revealed at the beginning of Chumash. But to get a full appreciation, you really have to look in the Noir Elimelech. But the Rebbe Elimelech says, everybody knows that that pasuk, Bereishis Bara Elokim, we know that when you hear the word Elokim, everybody's goes, whoa, right? Elokim hurts. The name Elokim, what name would we rather have? It would have been nicer if it would have said Bereishis Bara Hashem. It says Bereishis Bara Elokim. Elokim is Din. So everybody knows that Rashi says, Shebetchila Olav Machshava Lebereishis B'midas HaDin. That originally, Kivyokal Hashem conceived of making the world the Midas HaDin, that the world should stand on its own two feet with the Midas HaDin, where everything is Midah Keneged Midah and everything has to be earned. No welfare, no programs, no Section 8s. You're on your own. Mitchila Olav Machshava Levroisa B'Midas HaDin. That the Baruch Shalom saw that the world could not exist in such a way. Therefore Hashem brought about this interfacing, this connection between the Midas HaRachamim of compassion and Din. Behind the Chsiv, and that's what's written later on in the parasha, B'yayim Asois Hashem Elokim Havaya Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. And there the Torah says, B'yayim Asois Yudke Vavke and then Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. And it says Eretz first, with more understanding towards man's deficiencies. The Torah begins Bereishis Bara Elokim as the Shemayim Vesaretz. That's God's Midas HaDin, Elokim, Shemayim. That a person has to be himmeldik, to be heavenly, to be in a Madrega. But later on, when Hashem softened this, and he joined together the Midas HaRachamim with the Midas HaDin, so it says in Pasuk, B'yayim HaSais, Yudkei Vavkei, Havaya Elokim, Eretz V'Shemayim. And here the pasuk begins with Eretz, taking into account man's vulnerability, taking into account man's weakness. So the Rebbe Elimelech says, Hainu, the meaning of this is, Hainu mitchila hayu briyas aylum esacharuvin. This is an unbelievable teaching from the Rebbe Elimelech. The Rebbe Elimelech says that this revelation of Chazal, that mitchila Hashem conceived of a world of din, the Rebbe Melech teaches, and it's not just him, this is found from before, that it doesn't mean that Hashem just thought of something and says, nah, I'll be nice about it. Doesn't mean that. Mitchila olba machshava, machshava is din. The Rebbe Melech says that mitchila, that original creation, which we interpret simply just as being a thought that Hashem conceived, the Rebbe Elimelech says it's talking about what? The Alma of the Cheruvim. The destroyed worlds. In other words, there were worlds that Hashem created. There were worlds. That's what the Rebbe Elimelech says. Hainu mitchila hayu briyas aylam es acharuvin. Hashem first, mitchila olam machshava, Hashem first created those worlds of olam machshava. Perfect worlds. Worlds of din. Worlds where everything has to be just right. But those worlds were destroyed. Hashem destroyed. And then afterwards, when the Torah opens, afterwards, Hashem, when He joined together the Midas HaRachamim, the Midah of compassion and of understanding, and Hashem created this world, which is the world of tikkun, of rectification and of repair. That means Hashem, in that way of Bara Eilumis Machrivan, created worlds that were so strained by that reality of perfection of din. These were Eilumis, just like you and I have, when we think things are going just right, and things appear to be perfect, and everything is moving along a certain course, and everything is nice and clear and simple. Like when we're younger and we made certain decisions about what we're going to be and what we're going to do and what life is going to be like. And like it says in the Svarma Kedoshim, you know, we each start the world like with a tkiah. Tkiah, that's like clear and smooth, nice. That's the first idleness when we're children. And then something goes a little bit crazy, you start getting older, go through those funny years. So then it starts shvarim to get broken. Until then you get a little bit further and smam is shattered into a million pieces. And shuva means tekiya gedoyla, means coming back to that straight and simple way after being broken. So that's what the Rebbe Elimelech is saying, is that those worlds, those first worlds of din, of perfection, they were beautiful. They were beautiful. Like the Bar Mitzvah Bacher gets up and says his pshatl, today I am a man. A chachma. What's the big chachma? The chachma is, let's see what's going to be with him when he's 23, 24, when he's 30. Now it's a bigger chachma than it used to be. Even nowadays, 13-year-old to be a good boy is not so posh. So that first tkiya didn't last. And that's how the Baruch Shalom made the world. And the first worlds, the tkiya, would fail, would fall apart. Also, kivyachal. Not that Hashem has a weakness, God forbid, but Hashem made the world in such a way that those worlds would be destroyed, utterly lost. Alman d'chiruvim. And this is the site of those worlds that were created with the name Elohim. Gracious Bar Elohim. Everything's going to be just right. Everything's going to be just perfect. I'm not going to make any mistakes. I'm going to be the best boy, the best girl, the best Jew in the world. Gracious Bar Elohim. And that's what it means, the Rebbe Melech taught, when it says right afterwards, V'ha'aris ha'yisa tohu v'avohu v'choshach al pnei sahayim. The Rebbe Lamal says that's talking about the destruction of the earlier worlds. The Haaretz means the worlds that were destroyed, those earlier worlds of Din that didn't last. The destruction of those worlds is revealed in the continuation of the Pasuk. The Haaretz Haisa Tohu Vavohu V'Choshech Al Pnei Sahai. That here there was everything. There was what seemed to be perfection. And suddenly, Me'igra Ramat, from that great mountaintop of perfection, all of creation is thrown into darkness, into the void, into chaos. The Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei Hamayim. And the Rebbe Melch teaches that the Torah is explaining the Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei Hamayim, that the reason that those worlds were destroyed, they couldn't last, is because the Ruach of the name Elokim, which is Din, Ruach Elokim was hovering above the world of kindness, of chesed, that's called what? Mayim, water. Water always means chesed. That's why Friday night when we make Kiddush and Shabbos, you should always pour a little water into the wine, right? Because the wine means din, and the water means chesed, and we always try to combine. We always try to soften the din. So, Beruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei Hamayim means that the Ruach of the name Elokim, which is din, was overpowering Rachefes Al Pnei Hamayim, the waters, that means kindness. And therefore, the worlds, those earlier worlds were destroyed. Until finally Hashem makes this world. And that's revealed in the Pasuk, Vayar Elokim Es Haor Ki Tov. You know, it says in the Pasuk, Vayam Elokim, Vayam Elokim Yehi Or Vayhi Or. So you know how the Chassidim learned that Pasuk, Vayam Elokim Yehi Or Vayhi Or. So the Chassidim learned the Pasuk in this way, Vayayimu, a Jew screams out from his darkness, Elokim, Rabbi Shalom, Yehi Or, please let me have light. I'm begging you for more light. Vayhi Or, the Baruch Shalom answers the tefillah of the Jews, asking for more light. That's the beginning of the world of Tikkun, the beginning of the rectification, of the repair, the creation of this world, which to us seems to be an imperfect world, but this is the world that Hashem says, Dein Hanoyin Li, thus is thus. This is the world that I want, with its problems and imperfections. So now we can begin to understand Moshe Rabbeinu and the Luchas, the Maisu of Moshe Rabbeinu. How is it possible? This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was astounded by. How is it possible? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisha Lukim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisha Lukim. It wasn't called the Ish Hashem. It was called the Ish Lukim. As Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand, Hayitachin, how could it be? After all these hachanas, after all the preparations, after all the yegiyas, the work, and all the madregas, the nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and we don't even know what that means. What does it mean to Har Sinai? After Amayim and Har Sinai, when we saw and we heard the Baruch Shalom say, Anochi Hashem Elokech. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand how could the Jewish people have fallen into such a matzav? How could there be such a matzav after they reached such exalted heights, after all the hachanis, after all the preparations? Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu came to the maskana. And this is a hezbo from Adam God in Yerushalayim. The other Marishan came to the maskana. He came to the conclusion that it's not B'derech HaTeva. It's Agzeres Malach. It can't be. Moshe Rabbeinu knew where the Yidden were holding. Moshe Rabbeinu knew where Bnei Yisrael was holding. He knew what they had accomplished. He was with them. He felt it. He understood where they were. So Moshe Rabbeinu came to the maskana that they were not Ru'uyim La'isa HaMaaseh, like it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That it didn't become them. It was crazy. And Rashi explains that the Zichah were not going to do it. They had the strength to overcome that Yetzer Hara. So the Gemara says, so then what? Moshe Rabbeinu reached the maskana, he reached the conclusion that there's something very deep that's happening before his eyes. That this parasha, this unbelievable yerida is being conducted, orchestrated by the master of the universe to provide, as the Gemara says, a pischen peh, lebalei tshuva, to provide an opening, to provide hope for any person in the future whose sins would not be the result of a decree, but whose sins would be the result of a mistake, of a moment of weakness, of unclarity, of darkness, mistakes that are made when a person is depressed. And this is the side of the Shviras HaLuchas, the breaking of the Luchas, to teach a Jew, and each and every one of us right now, today, to teach us that even after everything is broken, even after everything is broken, all the Eilamis that you built, all the Eilamis that you built, you know how many times it's happened to me? Baruch Hashem has such a wonderful wife. My daughter's here, she can attest to it. That, you know, so there are times, you know, when you're raising children, children are so fragile, they're so special. You know, over the years, sometimes you lose your temper, you get upset, and you say something that shouldn't have been said, you say something that's too strong, that didn't have the midas harachamim, even though maybe something needed to be said, but not in such a way, to hurt the child. And how, I'm sure I share this with many of you, I torment myself all the time, and I think, Gevalt, I mamish destroyed something, I broke something in the child. And my wife was always mechazik me that it's not, whatever is broken, you could fix, and it's never too late, and start again. All the eilamis that we built, what eilamis that we work harder for than our children, the eilamis that we're trying to build, and ourselves. Sometimes a person with one conversation, looking one time in the wrong place, can be machriv eilamis of 20, 30 years, 40 years, eilamis. So how is it possible to recoup? How is it possible to climb out of the cellar? So Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, in agreement and with Hashem's consent, must be that Moshe Rabbeinu was very nervous to make this decision, because he made the decision on his own to kill the Luchas. He made that decision. Then Hashem was masking. Hashem said, "Yeshakayich hashishivai." Shattered the Luchas in the mystery of Bayre Elamus Machrivan. Worlds that were so spectacular, worlds that were so perfect and so beautiful, but they didn't last. And they were shattered at the foot of the mountain, just like you and I. Often our dreams are shattered at the foot of our mistakes. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Luchos. And Bechalzos, Klai Yisrael learned forever and ever, even right now in our lives, we are able to understand that it's possible, even though it doesn't seem right, after you make the mistake, it doesn't seem possible. But it's possible to retrieve, it's possible to get back all that was lost and even more. And the Luchas Hashniyas, the second Luchas, really the second Luchas, even though in terms of it being, in terms of a Bechina Lukis, in terms of the godly origin, the second Luchas are not as exalted as the first Luchas. Nevertheless, the second Luchas, the Nin of Torah Shebal Peh, the Nin of Tshuva, the Beis HaLevi, and Arichas on that. The second Luchas means the Mokim Shabali Tshuva Oimdim Sadikim Gemurim Eini Mechalam Lame. The second Luchas has a certain Nakuda, a certain point of preciousness that the first Luchas did not have. And we thought that we would never, ever, ever be able to come back. And just the opposite. The Vayishman called out to us, called Doidi Daifek, to build a Mishkan. And the Vayishman gave us the second, and we were able to receive the second Luchas, which is the Bechina of Bali Tshuva. And the Gemara tells us there in Brachas and Lamed Aleph that the Madrega of a Bali Tshuva is even greater than the Madrega of a Tzadik Meikara. So now we can also understand the meaning. And the Gemara says, Luchas v'shivrei Luchas munachs ba'arach. That both sets of Luchas were in the Aron. There were second Luchas that were intact, and the shattered, broken Luchas were in the Aron. And from that, you and I have to take tremendous, tremendous chizuk. That even if a person has shattered and broken all that he worked so hard to achieve, and he can never forget, it stays, it remains in front of his eyes, and he thinks that it's taunting him. Nevertheless, we see from here that we're able to return and to build something even more beautiful, and Dafka on the ruins, something more precious was able to come into our lives. And with this, we also understand the connection of the end of the Torah with the beginning of the Torah. Since the end of the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas, La'enei Kol Yisrael, Rashi says it's talking about the Shvirus HaLuchas, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshakayitach HaShashivah, Shavatah, you did a good thing, Moshe Rabbeinu. You did a good thing when you broke the Luchas, because the broken Luchas means millions and millions of broken Jewish hearts, hopes and dreams in the future. And nevertheless, those broken Luchas made it back into the Aruch. And those broken Luchas would lead to a Metzias of Luchas Shnius, of second Luchas, the Bechina of Balei Tshuva. Therefore, the end of the Torah is connected to the beginning of the Torah. Since the Torah ends with Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Yashakayichach Ashashivarta, good, you did a good thing that you broke the Luchas. And then the beginning of the Torah, that's the end of the Torah, as I said, Baruch. The beginning of the Torah is Gracious Baruch Lukin. Gracious Baruch Lukin. How is it possible? How is it possible when the Luchas are broken? How is it possible to ever start again? Because the Torah starts right away after we hear about Moshe Rabbeinu breaking Luchas. Hashem says it's a good thing you broke. And the Torah begins what? Gracious Baruch Lukin to Shemayim Vesaretz, which means Hashem says, I too, you know why it's possible for man to rebuild? You know why it's possible to start again? You know why it's never too late? Because Hashem said, I also made the world in such a way, Gracious Baruch Lukim. I made the world in such a way where first there were those Alma Dechuv and those destroyed worlds of the name of Lukim. And Haaretz Ha'isa Tov Avo, and those worlds didn't last. They didn't make it. They were ruined. But Hashem's brother says that I was able to kivyochol climb out of the darkness and to come by He Or, and so too there's a koyach that's infused in every single one of us to climb out of the cellar and to get back and to come to a place of Tov. But there's a condition. Now listen carefully. What's the condition that this should all work? That we should be able to get back? And to finally have a world where we can say, "Day, I know you leave. Oh, this is good. This is good." Seven pasuk. Vayishma ha'ames adova hara hazeh, vayisabolu v'leishosu ish edya olav. Seven pasuk. That when the Jewish people saw what happened, and the luchos were broken, it says that they fell into a state of avelus. They took off the crowns, Rashi says. A sign of mourning. They were in a state of mourning. That means in order for this to work, it's not a simple matter just to say, all right, I bashed up, I'll do it again. That's good. So it doesn't work. The t'nai is that you have to mamish feel the pain of losing something. It has to hurt you. That something was lost, that something beautiful, that there was innocence, there was something beautiful that was lost. Rabbi Yosher Ber Olav HaShalom in his Sefer Al HaTshuva, which he didn't actually write, but it was written based upon his lectures. Rabbi Yosher Ber taught a very profound lesson. He shows that throughout Tanakh we see this, that the result of chet, that sin, brings to a state of awareness. That when a person loses his innocence or innocence, when a person falls from the level of Kedusha and Tahara, of holiness and purity, the result of that is a strong sense of Avelus. Avelus brings defilement. We know that. Death brings defilement. Death brings impurity. What does Avelus mean? Avelus means, yesterday the Jewish people are dancing around the Eglis as Mechaylus, the Mamish, singing and dancing, they're having the time of their lives. Right? That's yesterday. The next day, they're sitting in horrible pain in Yisurim of Avelis. It's the same thing by the spies. It's the same thing by the Meraglim. It says the Lashon by Yisablu Ha'am Ma'oid. In the aftermath of the mistake that was made with the Meraglim of the spies, it says in Pasuk that the nation mourned greatly. What is this suffering of Avelis? What is the meaning of this? Avelis means the underlying emotion. Hashem Yirachem, we should never know from any tzaras. We should never have, God forbid, any Avelis. But what is the hargosha of Avelis? And anybody who has ever lost anything knows. But Avelis, the deepest feeling of Avelis is that I can't believe I lost something. I can't get it back. This person that I love. And it's being filled with a sense of nostalgia. A yearning, a sense of nostalgia. Missing. That there was a person who I loved. There was a nefesh yidkara. There was a precious soul that's no longer here and I don't know how to get back to that person. So too, when a person doesn't have Avera, and when one loses one's innocence, whatever that Avera is, the person is thrown into a deep sense of Avelis. And Avelis means there's something precious that I had, and it's gone. And I threw it away. And what is it? Everything. I lost everything. I lost my purity. I lost my Kedusha. I lost my idealism. I lost my sincerity. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. I lost all that I've been walking around telling the whole world, you have to have this, you have to have that. I myself threw it away. I lost my Simcha Zechai, my happiness in life. Because when a person, a sincere person, doesn't have there, he can't be happy. I lost the meaning of my life. I lost the depth of my life. So the person who has sinned feels a sense of avelus because there's something that's lost that he feels that he can't recapture. I blew it. And as a result of that, there's this nostalgia, there's this longing to somehow be able to get back to the past. That feeling that a person has, even though we can't bring the dead back to life, only Hashem can do that. But when it comes to Kedusha and Tahara, Hashem reveals in this parasha that we certainly can bring it back. We can restore it. And not only that, but as I said before, this is the condition, this is the tenai. That if a person truly feels that he's broken the luchos, you have to feel that you've lost something. You have to feel that something is broken. And only then can you begin to call out for Hashem to help you fix the repair which you've broken, and He will. Just fakir, when a person says, Vai of the nefesh, gevalt, I've lost my soul, then the Baruch Shalom is marshal, the Baruch Shalom helps you. But you should build a new world. That you should be able to say, Dein Hanoyinli, now it's going to be better. Only when a person's able to say, like in Megillas Esther, Kasher, Avadati, Avadati, but all is lost. All is lost. So look what happened in Shushan Habir. Look what happened in Shushan Habir. La Hashmi, La Harug, La Abed, a community that was as old as the world itself. All was lost. All that had been worked for. All that the people of the Malchus of Achashverosh had struggled to achieve. And every single parent looking at his children thinking tomorrow it's all over. And from that Alma de Cherubim, from that destroyed, broken Luchos of Shushan Habira, came a world of La Yehudim Haisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasayin V'Yikar. A world of greater joy. A world of Luchos Shniyos. A world of Torah Shebal Peh, which as you know, after Purim, Torah Shebal Peh began to strengthen, to blossom. That Tkufa. Kimu V'Kivlu Ayehudim. So from the depths, from the darkness, from the ashes of La Hashmid, La Harug, La Aved, of outer desolation and destruction, from that world of absolute death, the Jewish people come each Purim and we say to each other, L'chaim, L'chaim. from that place of the Alma the Cheruvim, from the place of desolation and destruction, Davka, upon that world of Ham and Harasha, the Jewish people are saying, L'chai. The Kedushas Levi said, Baditshev has said that there are two types of tsar, two types of anguish and two types of joy. This will take a minute. Two types of anguish and two types of joy. The first type of tsar, of anguish, is the person who's mitzar, who's suffering, who's agonizing over a tragedy that took place, and as a result, either emotional or physical tragedy, and as a result of that, the person gives up hope. He's mitzayish. Kedushas Levi says this is a terrible type of tsar. This is a very self-destructive type of sadness. And the Shechina of Hashem does not connect to a person who despairs and who's sad. Then there's a second type of anguish. What's that? The Bishop has said the second type of anguish is a person who feels that there's something precious that's missing from his life. And because of that, he's suffering. That there's something beautiful that's missing, and he wants. And he's suffering because he wants it so badly. That's the second type of tsar. So Kedushas Levi says, from that tsar can come great she'ifas, great yearnings and longings to become something fantastic. In other words, that tsar, that anguish can be transformed into a mekor habracha, can become a shushan, can be even a hapichu. That tsar can be transformed into great joy. Because it means I'm missing something, and that's why I'm miserable, because I want something good. Something holy, something right. And then the Kedushas Levi said there are two types of simcha. The first type of joy is the simcha of the kseel of the fool, who feels that everything is great, nothing is missing. He bowled 200. What could be bad in the world? I bowled 200. He got a raise. Got a new car. The simcha of the kseel, the laughter of the idiot, is a joy of a person who thinks that he's perfect, everything is right, and there's nothing at all that he needs to repair or fix in his life. The Baditshev said that simcha is a very destructive joy. That's not Jewish simcha. But he said that there's a different type of a simcha. Listen to this. He says there's a simcha of a person whose house was burnt to a crisp, whose house was completely burnt down. And he feels in the deepest way the tsar, the anguish of losing all that he had built. So what does he do? He begins to build a new house, the Baditshev says. And with every single brick that he lays, with every single brick that this person sets in his new house, his heart becomes filled with joy, with hope for the future. That's the simcha that comes after the broken lupus. Once Reb Lassen Breslov was walking through town, some chassidim, and they saw that there was a man whose store had burned down. And this man was running around collecting pieces of wood and pieces that he was able to salvage from the fire. And the chassidim laughed in a sad way. They said, Navach, he's losing his mind. What's he doing running around grabbing a piece of wood here, a piece of something like that? What's he doing? So Lassen Breslov said, V'nahapechu, this man is going to have more hatzlacha than all of us. Because any person who so soon, the next morning after a fire, is running around salvaging whatever he can in order to start again, he's an Adam Gadol Ma'od Ma'od. He's a great person, and his greatness is just a matter of time that will be revealed. Hashem is Baruch Hu should help each and every one of us. And we should be able to build upon the ruins of earlier disappointments, and we should never suffer any more disappointments. It's been enough. Dein Hadayin Li, it should be a world that lasts and that's good. We should desire him as Hashem to feel the simcha of this month and the simcha of the gula, shalom v'amitis, the vias girl of tzedek, and have you amen, amen, amen.